Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. I hope you had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving weekend. We have three more days left in November, and then it's time for December. Today, let's continue talking about great falls in the Bible. Today, I want to talk to you about the fall of Samson. Samson was a judge in Israel in the book of Judges. He was a man that had supernatural strength from the Lord. Yet he had a problem. He was a he-man with a she-weakness. Let me read to you a couple verses from Judges chapter number 16, beginning in verse 19. It says, "And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, 'The Philistines be upon thee, Samson.' And he awoke out of his sleep and said, 'I will go out as at other times before and shake myself.' And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house." I just read to you the story of Samson's fall. He continued to play with sin until he finally gave the secret of his strength away to Delilah. When he told her the secret of his strength, she told the Philistines. Samson fell asleep in the barber's chair and lost his strength. When his hair was cut off, he lost his power. Then the Philistines came in and took him and bound him. Today, many Christians fall because they play with sin and continue playing with sin until they lose their power with God. Notice that Samson didn't even realize he had lost his power until it was too late. So many Christians play with sin and Satan until they lose their power and they don't even realize it until they need it. Today, don't be like Samson and fall to sin and temptation. Satan wants to destroy all of us, but stay close to Jesus and stay strong in him. May God bless you today.